ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Economics.
Joining us for Look This Week at Business and Finance is Ian Verrenden, the ABC's business editor. Ian, good evening. Welcome back to Nightlife.
Good to be here, Phil.
Well, a funny thing happened on the way to low inflation. It turns out that unemployment didn't go up as the Reserve Bank secretly intended it to. Not that they would have said that anyway, but historically, of course, if they raise interest rates, the idea is that people get put out of work. Now, the Reserve Bank won't say that's a great thing, but secretly that's what they think.
Yeah,
and they think it's a necessary thing. But this time round, and it's curious, not just in Australia, but also elsewhere, they've raised interest rates everywhere, but unemployment hasn't risen. Why is that?
It's almost, well, we don't know exactly why, because it's never really happened before. I mean, look, I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm thinking, well, one possible reason might be that a lot of developed economies, particularly economies like Australia, have turned into service economies rather than, you know, manufacturing kind of economies. And service economies require people. And, you know, despite all the talk about artificial intelligence and everything else, if you are a service economy, and that's basically human beings providing services, you need the human beings to provide them. Now, as artificial intelligence takes over, maybe we'll see that. But look, this is something that really is quite unique because, as you say, if you're trying to kill inflation and you do it by raising interest rates, you slow the economy down. And that is what has happened. You know, we've had the economy slowing down right across Europe through UK, the US, and particularly here as well. And we haven't seen the big jump in unemployment that we expected to see. Now, you think about it, you think, well, if the economy slows down, businesses make less profit, but they're still making decent profits, even though consumers aren't spending money. Ordinarily, firms would start laying off workers. But, you know, as we saw in our unemployment figures last week, the unemployment rate dropped from 4.1% back to 3.7%.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think back into the 90s, the early 2000s, post-financial crisis, we never saw unemployment below 4%. I mean, it was almost a dream from a bygone era back in the post-war era. Mm. So it's really quite extraordinary.
And I don't know why. Tell me about, let's talk about full employment for a while, because I mean, the government talks about full employment all the time. We never seem to get to zero.
But
there was a time when that was the target, wasn't there? It's not anymore. Why?
Look, in the post-war era, when the federal government first formed the Reserve Bank of Australia, because the Commonwealth Bank used to be the Reserve Bank of Australia, actually, and it had that function as well as providing, you know, services for savers and borrowers, but it was also
a Reserve Bank as well as a retail bank. Yeah.
So they decided to spin the Reserve Bank off, and it had three mandates. One was to control prices. Not consumer prices, by the way, but to be control prices, make sure prices didn't get out of control, ensure full employment and to ensure the prosperity of the nation or it was some grand theme like that. So it was the only central bank in the world with three mandates. But when you talk about full employment back then, they meant 0% unemployment. And that's, you know, governments in the post-war era figured full employment meant that every Australian had to have a job or the opportunity to have a job. That changed through the course of the late 60s, early 70s, and the idea of full employment was no longer an idea where nobody was unemployed and everyone had a job. Full employment meant probably about 5% of the workforce unemployed.
But why was that? I mean, in other words, 5% of people would never get a job.
That's right. And, you know, one of the great tragedies of that era was, and, you know, for anyone who's like us, who's old enough to remember, that's when the tabloid newspapers really jumped on the whole, dole bludger.
The whole dole bludger thing came about.
You know, all these people, Aussies, who don't want to work anymore, you know, not like back in the old days, back in the 40s and 50s when we had to work. But it was a created situation. It was something that was manufactured, you know, that 5% of the workforce would be unemployed. And the reason for that was that they figured that around that level, you had enough spare workers, enough spare capacity in the labour market to ensure that wages wouldn't get, you know, hugely out of control. And so that meant that, you know, if you weren't bidding up wages, you know, aggressively, prices also wouldn't get out of control. So they came up with this idea of the non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment, which is really a fancy way of saying here we need a pool of unemployed workers to ensure that inflation doesn't get out of control. So, but you know, it's a genuinely manufactured pool of unemployed people in the community.
Hmm. So we don't know what it is, though, do we?
Well, look,
I mean, the Reserve Bank doesn't seem to know what it is either.
No,
it's now 3.7%. Inflation is going down.
Yeah.
But unemployment's going down. That's not supposed to happen. It's supposed to go the other way.
It's never happened before. And look, nobody knows whether this is a permanent feature of this cycle that we're in at the moment, which is, you know, after the COVID era. Nobody knows whether it's just a one-off or whether this is the whole mechanism of the economy is starting to change. And there's a whole lot of economists out there who've given this this phenomenon a name, and they call it immaculate disinflation, because it's like a miracle that's just been transported into the global economy. But you know, I remember back in the early 70s when I was at school, and my economics teacher explained that the full employment rate was now around about 5%, and it stayed around about that level, according to central banks and central bankers globally, right through until really only a couple of years ago. And when we started to come out of the pandemic, you know, the unemployment rate, it dropped. And, you know, there was a lot of concern that it dropped below 5% and this could really push inflation higher, and didn't for quite some time. Mm. And, you know, it got right down into the fours. And, at that stage, Philip Lowe, who was the governor, essentially said, well, we think that the natural rate, the full employment rate is actually about 4.5%. And then they dropped it down to 4%. And then, of course, unemployment went to, I think the bottom was 3.3 for us, and we're still down in that sub 4% level. Mm. But the same phenomenon is happening in America as well. So inflation is coming down, but people aren't losing their jobs to the same extent that we all would have imagined.
No, America's inflation rate's come down from 9% in June last year down to 3.something% low threes. And unemployment is 3.9%.
That's right. So it's really quite incredible.
So are we throwing our hats in the air and saying Nirvana is here? We've achieved the impossible?
Here's how you could read it in the opposite way, and there are a few economists out there who are doing that, and they're saying, well, if unemployment is still at these low levels, what that tells you is that we haven't raised interest rates high enough. Right? Because we've got to get unemployment.
Well, but hang on, but inflation's coming down. We know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. According to the textbook, right, we need to have 5% unemployed.
Textbook's not relevant.
It's not. And look, a lot of this gets back to a theory that a New Zealand economist by the name of Bill Phillips came up with The Phillips curve is 1958.
Remind me again.
Well, essentially, it's that inverse relationship between employment and inflation, so that if you get one going up, the other comes down. For the simple, seemingly logical reason that if you've killed inflation, if you're bringing inflation down, you would expect to see people lose their jobs. Mm. So unemployment would rise. And if the economy is starting to really take off, you would expect more people to be working and therefore inflation to be rising. So it's this.
Well, because if more people are working, there's more pressure on.
Well, the economy's running hotter, so there's more, transactions
so
going. So prices go up. And so that was, Bill Phillips' great contribution to economics.
But he might have had his day.
Well, the Phillips curve works, and you would think intuitively it makes a lot of sense.
But no, it doesn't.
But it doesn't, and it works occasionally. And there are times when it lags way behind, So I've seen some research out of America into their recessions going back about 50, 60 years, where, you actually see very, very low unemployment right down until the point till you tip right into recession, and that's then that firms you know, raise the white flag, sack half their staff, and so you get a big spike in unemployment. It doesn't gradually rise as inflation's coming down, you know. Inflation comes right down, and then you hit recession periods, and then all the workers get chucked out at the same time. So we might just be in that phase of it now. Nobody really knows. But, you know, there are economists out there, you know, proclaiming that they're willing to take the kudos for you know, engineering an absolute miracle. Of course, Jerome Powell, the head of the US Federal Reserve, the central bank in America, he's pretty skeptical that this can happen, and he's still expecting that unemployment will continue to rise. And I think, you know, our own central bank, the Reserve Bank of Australia, is there probably considering that the same thing will happen. They're very cautious about actually talking about full employment and what full employment is, because nobody really wants to go out there and say we are actually targeting an unemployment rate to ensure that we've got inflation under control.
I thought the Reserve Bank was supposed to have two. Weren't they set up to have two goals, one to keep inflation between 2% and 3% and the other to ensure full employment?
Well, yeah, but what's your definition of full employment? If your definition of full employment is 4.5% or 5% unemployment, then that's not you know, an ordinary person's definition of full employment.
It certainly isn't.
No.
No. And we're down below that now.
Yep. And so, you know, that's the thing. There are some quite stringent textbook type of economists who are out there saying, well, if the unemployment rate is below 4%, just tells you that we haven't been hard enough on interest rates. We need to keep them high and keep them higher for longer. We need more people out of work.
No, they're wrong. Ian, I love talking economics because so much of it
doesn't make any sense
at
all.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.